If you look at a 30-year picture of the future, I think most of the tax cut proposals that I've seen make that 30-year picture worse.
So you would vote against
a tax cut then?
I don't know which precise tax cut that you're talking about, but if a tax cut makes the 30-year problem worse, I will not only vote against it, I will work very hard to say to Americans, don't buy this pig in a poke. It may feel good in the short term, but it's not going to feel good in the long term. Or I will say to Americans, the next time you hear a politician stand and say, we've got to take action for our children and our grandchildren, stand and call them on it. Because what they just did is not something for our children or grandchildren, but something for right now. Give me something right now. Give me my deal right now. Make my life better right now. That's the request that we're satisfying for the purpose of holding on to power or holding on to office or whatever. But it's certainly not a battle cry on behalf of our children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. It does nothing to improve the future.
Senator Kerry, some people saw the creation of this commission as the last best chance to really get a handle on the deficit. But seeing how in the final weeks your recommendations and the members have splintered off in different directions, do you see this as a derailment in the effort to really ever get a handle on this?
I think it was always an overestimation of the power of this commission to view it as the last best chance for deficit reduction. Our only power was in persuading the president and persuading congressional leadership that a very difficult course of action needs to be taken. And make no mistake, looking at 30-year view of the world is a difficult recommendation. That is not any, and it's apt to be a recommendation that's not regarded, that's disregarded. It's apt to be that in fact, I've heard some political leaders say that 30 years is an abstraction. Why should we worry about that? And you do not solve this thing if you cannot look for 30 years. So I've always believed that whatever recommendations, even had this commission last Friday said, hallelujah, Kerry and Danforth have it figured out, all in favor say aye, by unanimous consent, we all 32 members lock elbows and go forcefully into the future. Even had that been greeted with unanimous consent, support, it's still difficult to enact the change in law required by the recommendations that we had. So,
you don't see things today even more splintered and see the challenge even more difficult at the end of this?
I think this commission has changed in a constructive fashion Americans' attitude towards entitlements. They do, those who have participated along with us in the analysis, they now see the entitlement problem not as a short-term problem, but as a long-term, though serious problem. They have seen how it is that we can solve it, and they have, for the first time, at least two and probably four very specific solutions to it, admittedly with different ideologies, but unquestionably very specific, and we'll have an opportunity to examine, and I hope, debate the merits of those various proposals, and I hope that debate sooner, as I said, rather than later, results in a change in the law.
But, Senator, if you can't get a commission to agree on tax and entitlement reforms, how are you going to get Congress to agree?
But I'm saying to you, even had the commission agreed, and one of the reasons that many members were nervous about voting for a specific proposal is they know this to be true. Even if they vote aye on any proposal, regardless of which one it is, whether it's the Trumka proposal or the Greenstein proposal or the Simpson proposal or the Danforth-Kerry proposal, regardless of which proposal it is, the question in any elected official's mind is this going to change the law? And I don't want to put myself out there, many people said, on the limb, if all it's going to do is subject me to the 30-second ad of criticism and not actually change the law. So, I mean, what I'm saying to you is that there is, in my judgment, a difficulty in the change in the law that has caused this commission a considerable amount of difficulty in reaching the conclusion. But I still believe that the recommendations, if they're implemented, if the president and the congressional leader will say, okay, we aren't going to do a 5-year, it's 30 years. The American people will insist that it's 30 years instead of 5 years. We have just implemented a sea change in what we're going to be doing. What we're going to be doing in the next year. If we accept a 5-year view of the world, Lord knows what we'll do. We'll give away the tax base. We'll spend all kinds of. We may enact new entitlements for all I know, if that's the view of the world. If they'll implement the recommendations that we have in here and consider the specific alternatives that have been proposed to solve the problem of the future, then I think that we've got a good chance for this commission to have actually engaged in extremely constructive fashion.
The 30-year view of the world, according to CBO, is that after a few years, projections begin to get very, very shaky.
Well, I can take the 5-year window and say they're shaky. If I'm looking for a reason to vote no on something that's tough, hey, no problem. I can say, no, I think that a sunspot's going to change the trend. No, I vote no because I think that the price of oil is going to go down. I just read a study done by the University of Michigan saying that the price of oil is going to go down and inflation's really going to go down low and there's going to be 8% growth in GDP in 1998, 99, 2000, and this problem's going to... I can do anything I want to pretend that the problem doesn't exist. And we have made a good faith effort. CBO does not dispute that. CBO will confirm that we have made a good faith effort to calculate to the best of our ability and to base our trend lines on those good calculations. And we're just saying this is our best shot at what the future looks like. And I have heard very, very few people argue that future isn't as we've described it.
Mr. President Clinton had become actively engaged in the commission and really pushed for your recommendations. Could you have gotten approval from the commission?
Well, it unquestionably at some point will take presidential leadership. I mean, I presume much of what I said is not going to make it out over the airways. I mean, there'll be a smaller market share for my comments than the president's speech tomorrow. At some point, it does require presidential leadership. However, I'm also prepared to argue that unless there's bipartisan support in the Congress for action, then it's difficult. And what we've given the president is bipartisan support for saying, don't budget and don't look for 5 years. If you need to modify the numbers and say we can't be absolutely certain for a 30-year period, at least look at the 30-year period, at least change the way that we do business so the American people can participate, at least say there are 4 or 5 solutions to a very real future problem, and we ought to consider those 4 or 5 in a very active and serious fashion.
Senator Kerry, Mr. Peterson suggests a 4-point, proposal for how the debate should be framed in the future. It sounded like you might put that before the commission members informally next week.
Well, all 4 of those principles and others, but those 4 principles were in the proposal that Senator Danforth and I put out there, and I don't, as a consequence, have any difficulty with that. And what's going to occur between now and a week from Friday is that members are going to look for attachments to put on. And, you know, it's entirely possible. I'm willing to, as I said to Mr. Peterson, willing to call and talk to other members and see if there could not be an attachment placed in there that more than 20 of us would agree to. But again, apropos of the question that was asked earlier, it illustrates why the expectation that somehow the world is going to change overnight once this commission took action is, I think, unrealistic. We still have to fight to change the law. Regardless of what is recommended, we still have to engage in that battle, engage in a battle that takes the case to the American people.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.